Okie dokie, I hope it's working. Going to invest into a better software for these live streams so that it's a little bit nicer, but I hope you can hear me well. Please let me know. And let's have a look here. Hello, Peekaboo. Nice to see you. Hi, guys. Hi, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. It's very last moment. I didn't intend of making a live today, but I thought that I would to give you a little bit of a channel update and also to share some really exciting news with you guys here. So, the plan is I want to talk about seven things, and I wanted to make a video, not a live stream, so that you can skip around to whatever you're interested in. But I thought a live stream would be good in case you guys have any questions. I'm here to answer them. So we're going to be talking about channel updates. We're going to be talking about the meditation course. We're going to offer some scholarships for that. We're going to be talking about the book club. This is something we've been talking about on the Telegram channel and on the email list, but I wanted to talk about it with you guys here on YouTube and on the podcast too. I'm going to be offering some free group coaching. So I'm going to talk about this also. I'm going to talk about ways to work with me. I'm going to talk about some updates on the Stress Rehab Center, this meditation retreat. I've not talked about it at all on YouTube yet. I've talked about it in the newsletter, but I want to talk about it today with you guys. It's really exciting. I'm really, really happy with this. And then we're going to do some questions if you guys have any questions, and I'm going to be here to answer them. And maybe at the end, we can finish with a very short little meditation together because this is the most important thing that we do here. So let me just see if this whole thing is working. Redbud, nice to see you. Nice to see you too. Blink Music, hello. You can hear me. Great, awesome. Georgia is here. Hey, Georgia, thank you so much for all your help, for your emails. It's been absolutely amazing. I'm a bit lost for words for the gratitude that I'm feeling. So thank you so much. Agnieszka Kata, hello. Sasenka Truus Johansson, hello from Sweden. Hello, Sweden. This is one of the countries I want to visit very soon. And Peekaboo message retracted. Okay, great. So let's just start. I'm going to try to be as brief as possible so that I don't waste any of you guys' time. But it was important for me to do a video here today to talk a little bit about channel updates. So as you guys know, we've had some little challenges with the Transcendental Meditation Organization that sent this big legal letter telling me that I'm infringing on their trademarks and so on. So first and foremost, I want to say thank you. We've received hundreds and hundreds of emails. I've spent nights on the phone with you guys talking about it. Some of you guys are experts in legal matters, so we've talked about it. Just now I was on the phone also. It's been really amazing. I'm literally lost for words to say thank you. And it made me realize that this is also a blessing in disguise, really, because we've connected in such a deep level. It's been absolutely fantastic. So thank you so much. Again, the obstacle is the way. We're going to talk about this a little bit later. Obstacles make you stronger, and indeed they have. And I think that this challenge has really helped to create a path with the help of all of you guys. And this is what it made me realize also. I knew it before, but not in such a deep level, that this is not my YouTube channel. This is our YouTube channel. This is our channel. This is our space where we can meditate, where we can do all types of work on ourselves, where we can talk about self-transcendence and self-realization and awakening and enlightenment and, you know, different states of consciousness and meditation. So this is really your channel. This is your channel. And some of the announcements that I want to make today is really to include you more and more and more on this channel so that it's not just about me or me talking or me sharing my experiences. And I'm always going to be there to guide you. I'm always going to be there to support you and to help you in all the ways that I can. But I think that you also have a lot of things to say. And some of the emails I read were so beautiful that I do want to share this. And maybe we're going to do another live soon in the next couple of days where I want to read a few of these letters to you and a few of those messages and go through the comments, give some shout outs and things like this. We'll do a separate video especially for this. Hey Mary, never bow down, never back down. Yes, we're not. We're definitely still here. And so yes, so to go back to what's been happening, the shutdown of the channels and so on. So thank you to everybody that has helped. We're not shutting down just yet. We are going to fight this the best that we can. For now, I don't know if you've noticed, I put down quite a few videos. I have changed titles a little bit, wording a little bit here and there, and see if this helps. But apparently, I'm in my right, so maybe we won't change so much. So I'm waiting a little bit. We're going to be sending letters from members helping, and it's going to be absolutely awesome. Okay, so the second point that I want to make is the meditation course. Because a lot of people have asked, is the meditation course still going to happen? And yes, it is going to happen. Absolutely. I've contacted the course platform provider, and they're with me. They've been very helpful. So that's been absolutely great. We are going to do the course. It's going to continue. Maybe I'll have to change a few words here and there, but it's definitely going to happen. Now, during the whole Meditation for Transcendence challenge, this 100 days, I've been offering you 50% discount. And I've tried to do it so that it's as affordable as possible. I do charge for that course because my mission is to bring this to another level. And to do this, I need to go full time. And I do have a family to support, bills to pay, and so on and so forth. And it is costing me a little bit. And this is why I've been doing all these things with the making an actual course and so on. But I do understand that a lot of you can't afford it, even with the 50% discount. It's about $140, something like this, with a discount. And so I thought about it, and I've also been in financial difficulties in the past. And I know how stressful it is. I know how... Yeah, it doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel good at all. And I don't want you to be left out for financial reasons. I want you to do the course. So I'm going to be offering scholarships, whether you need 60%, 70% discount, 80% discount, 90% discount. I've wrote about this in the email, and I've been distributing quite a lot of 99% discounts courses in the last 24, 48 hours. And so... Yeah, well, it doesn't matter the situation you're in, if you're a single mom, or if you're a veteran, or if you're simply struggling financially, can't afford the course yet, I don't want you to be left out. So do send me an email, send me a message. My email is down in the description below, and tell me, hey, I would like to do the course. Can I have an 80% discount? And I'll just send you an 80% discount coupon. So this is really important for me. I did put a lot of work, and I think there's some really good content in there, and I don't want you to miss out. So if you can't afford it, send me a message and we'll make it happen, 100%. Third thing I want to talk about is the book club. This is also something that we've talked about on the Telegram channel. If you didn't join the Telegram channel, then I will link it below in the description. It's already there, I think. There's the channel, there's also the group chat, where you can connect with different people from this space that we've created together, and it's a really cool way to communicate. So in the book club, what I wanted to do initially is to give you a title of book that I like, or that I want to read, that I've not read yet, mostly books that I have read so that I know that I like them, and then make a video about it. But with everything that's been happening, I want to include you as more, you know? So what I've decided that could be a good idea, and tell me what you think, send me a message and tell me what you think. I was thinking of giving you a title of a book that we can read together in our own times, of course, and then you can just share your highlights, your opinions, how things reflected on you, things that you disagree on, maybe also in the Telegram channel. And I want to push this even further. I would like us to do an actual book club where we're together. So I will organize some Zoom calls with a group of people. Of course, we can't be 1,000 people there. I don't know what's my limit on the Zoom subscription I have. I'll have to find out. But, you know, maybe 5-10 people where we can actually talk about it. And maybe we'll do it live on, put it live on YouTube, or we will just record it and then put it on YouTube after and on the podcast. And that way you can express your opinions, and it's not just me talking about the books. I also don't want it to be kind of like in the format where it's like a condensed version of the book. Books are amazing. Books, in certain traditions, books are sacred, right? And this is because people put all of their wisdom into these small little objects that you can buy for $5, $10, And it's not only the book, it's everything that came before the book. So an author doesn't just write a book. It's years and years of experience and research that go into this book. Years of experience from some of the greatest thinkers, philosophers in history. They put all those wisdom in the book. And so to reduce it to a book summary is not something that I'm really interested in. There's a million different platforms with book summaries, but I've always thought that you lose a lot of the book by just reading summaries. So I want this to be more of a group discussion. So again, if you want to participate, the first book that we're going to be reading is going to be The Obstacle is the Way by Ryan Holiday. It's a great book on Stoicism. It's a book that's helped me a lot in the last few days. And so I would like to start with that book. So just read it and then send me a message and let me know if you want to participate. I know that it's not comfortable for everybody to be on screen and on YouTube and things like this, but we can find ways around, maybe do just audio, or again, just put your highlights and opinions in the group chat on the Telegram, and then I'll read them, or we can find a way. Just let me know what are your ideas on this subject. Okay, next up is free group coaching. So as you guys know, maybe I'm also a life coach. I coach on consciousness and of course meditation, on self-transcendence, but also on life in general. I do one-on-one coaching, mostly on internet, via Zoom or Skype and these types of platforms. I don't advertise it too much because of time constraints, obviously, but it is something that I do and that I'm very active in. Now, again, I know that not everybody can afford such sessions. And so in the spirit of us being together and including each other in all of these things, I would like to make some free coaching. And what I thought would be great would be to do free coaching on YouTube. A lot of issues that people face, I find that can be resolved, not resolved, like deeply resolved, but it really helps to know that you're not alone. And so people discussing these issues and me trying to help and guide and support on these issues can also be of great values, even if you're just listening or watching the video and not actively participating. I think that actively participating brings you to the next level, and this is what I want to make. I want to make all this completely free. So again, if you would like to have a coaching session that we can put live on YouTube, either live or not live, that we can edit something afterwards if you prefer, if you're more comfortable, send me a message and we can just do it. We'll make a Zoom appointment, we'll do it, and then I'll maybe collect two or three per episode and put them on, and I think this could be of great value to a lot of people. The next thing I want to talk about is working with me. So in the last few days, I've gotten so many messages of people wanting to help, and that has been absolutely amazing. This is not a one-man show, we're all together in it, and this is the basic principle that we teach here in all the meditation, is to really reduce this illusion that you are alone, that you are separated from the world. And this is what we might define as enlightenment, also another subject for another time, but we are in this together, not as a group, as in like there's in people and out people, like we're a group that is separated from the world. No, it's just in the spirit of sharing, in the spirit of being together. Of course, in the last few days, I've talked to mostly people that are experts in legal matters, but I got a message, for example, from Nicola. Hey, Nicola. Telling me, hey, I'm a designer, if you need a little logo or something, which of course we do need. So these are things that we can work together. A lot of people have been helping me doing some research, and that has been so precious, so important. It has helped so much that this is definitely something that we can do. So I don't really know what I'm looking for. I don't really know what I need right now, but maybe you know, and you want to say, hey, I'd like to work with you. I can do this and that, and we can talk about it. And this is amazing. It would be great support. And maybe we can work on some new ideas for the future together. Okay, next subject I wanted to talk about is the Stress Rehab Center. This is also something I've talked about in the email newsletter. If you're not subscribed to that newsletter, you can on my website. I'll link it in the description below. Basically, in the last few weeks, I was in In the south of Croatia, on a little island called Korčula. My wife is from Croatia, so we go to Croatia usually in the summer, sometimes at Christmas. And we went on this little island, and it was absolutely beautiful. And I was meditating in the morning, sometimes in the afternoon, in the evening, at sunset, sunrise and sunset. And it's been absolutely gorgeous. There was, you know, the beautiful water of this island. I had a little private beach because this is how it's made there. And of course, in September, it was not peak season, so there was really not a lot of people. And the nature, and you can just walk around and pick figs from the trees, and it was so beautiful. I shared a few pictures and messages on the Telegram group and on the email list, and people were like, hey, I want to come, I want to meditate with you. And from this grew this idea of doing this meditation retreat. I talked about it to my wife, who's a certified breathing coach and who's also working a lot with people that suffer from anxiety and stress. She also does sports rehabilitation and things like this, but also in this area of finding peace, basically. And we thought about it, we talked about it, and we say, hey, let's create this stress rehab center. And when I did, I got some messages, a lot of messages of people saying, hey, I would like to come, where can I sign up? But of course, this was just a dream. And now it's actually a goal. And working again with people from this channel that has that have reached out to me, investors and so on, we are actively working right now on making this happen. So I'm really, really glad. How it's going to be, we don't exactly know. It's not a secret. It's just not that it's not really clear in my head exactly how. We're looking now for some land and where we can construct something, where we can build something. But how we want it to be is a place that we would actually go there with my family to live, and you could come, and we would meditate together, and we would stretch together. We would do the whole routine together. We can talk, we can contemplate, we can just sit on a chair in silence. We can pick fruits and vegetables. We want to have like a little agricultural land where we can pick vegetables and fruits, where we can cook together, where we can eat together, where we can be silent together. And then we want to have like specific themed weeks, for example. So maybe a week of silence. This is something I'm really into, silence. And a week specifically on stress, a week specifically on talking about self-transcendence, and we can invite people to come and talk, and we can have conferences. And but really the most important thing is that we're together and in a nice, beautiful, peaceful place. So we want to start this on that little island in the south of Croatia. I know a lot of you are really, really far away. So we will want to, in the future, expand in different places and do different retreats in different places. And another idea that I got from another one of our meditators is to simply ask you guys, hey, where are you located? If we find 5, 10, 15 people in that same space, then we can rent a little place, like a little Airbnb or a little farm or something, and spend a week together there as a meditation retreat. So if you're interested in this, and if you're somewhere in the world and you have an idea where we can meditate together in person, now that the corona crisis is settling down a little bit, we can actually travel and we can make this happen. So let me know, hey, I'm in, you know, the suburbs of London somewhere in the countryside. Let's find 10 people and let's make it happen. Even if it's not a whole week, if it's a weekend or something like this, then that would be already great to hang out together in real life. Of course, internet is real life, but it's a little bit different. I would like to, you know, get to know you on a deeper level and share a meal, break bread, talk, and share some experiences and things like this. So let's do that. Send me an email if you're interested in any part of the world where you're at, and we'll see if we can make it happen. Last part that I wanted to talk about is on supporting the channel. With everything that we've been going through, a lot of people have asked me, hey, you should do a crowdfunding for legal fees, etc., etc. And this is not something that I'm comfortable doing. I don't want to ask you for money. It's something that I just don't feel comfortable doing it. First of all, we don't know how much it will cost, how much it could cost, what's going to happen. So I'm not really comfortable with that. But there are other ways of supporting the channel. First of all, we do this Buy Me a Coffee every meditation. You know, I say, hey, if you enjoy the meditation, go and get us a coffee. And already this is on my limit of comfort. I'm already not super comfortable doing this. But I do it because, of course, we need to do it. We need to, you know, get a microphone, or we need to. It does take some money and some time and some energy. So we do that. But other than that, this is my limit of comfort. I'm not. I don't like asking for money. I'll do a course and things like this to give value. But the crowdfunding for that is not something I'm comfortable with. But there are other ways that you can support the channel, and the first way is just to continue to be yourself. And to practice those meditations, to practice the philosophy, so that we don't become wisdom librarians, but that we become active knowledge warriors, that we use this wisdom, that we can step in between stimulus and response, that we don't meditate to become better meditators, but that we meditate so that we can become better human beings, and so that we're aware that we are part of this big entity that is life. So that we know that we're not separated just by our skins to the outer world, that we're not against nature, we're with nature, we're not against people, we're with people. And so this is the best way to support the channel. Continue on your journey, continue on your mission, share your mission. What is your mission? On day one of the Transcendence Meditation 100 Days Challenge, the first day I shared my mission statement with you and I asked you to write it. What is your mission statement? I want to help people, to guide people to go beyond their current state of consciousness so that they understand that A, they're not alone, but B, that they're more than the voice in their heads. We are more than the voice in our heads. We are not that voice in our heads. We're way, way, way more. That voice is just a thought. Maybe we are just a thought. Maybe we are just an idea, and that's okay. And so this is the big mission, and to bring it to as many people as possible, that we're not a secluded little group of meditators, but that we're open to all things, that we expand our views, that we expand our consciousness, that we continue learning together. And this is another way to support the channel, to keep us accountable. If sometimes we're just too sure of something, say, hey, what's going on here? Refute, challenge me, challenge the people here. And this is the best way to support it. On a practical level, of course, liking the videos, commenting, all this helps the machine on YouTube. We don't know exactly how it works, but apparently this helps when we're actively engaged in conversations in those YouTube videos. So that's about it. That's about all that I wanted to talk about today. I think it's important, the updates that we're not shutting down right yet. I did send a little email to them. I'm waiting for their response. There was the weekend in the middle, so we'll see what's going to happen there. We're also working with some legal experts that are doing it for free, so thank you so much, to send them an official letter and say, hey, what's going on? The scholarships for the meditation course, if you can't afford it, this relationship is based on trust, so you don't need to prove anything, you don't need to send me any kind of student card or anything like this, you know, like just tell me, hey, I want to take the course, I can't afford it, can I get 80%, I'll send you the coupon. The book club, so that we make it as active as possible, so that we all participate in it. The free group coaching, so that we all learn from each other and we can share and we can realize that we're not alone, and that, you know, if you can't afford coaching, then we can do it that way. That way, you can also benefit from it. And again, I don't want finances to always be, it's always like this. It's always a blocker. I'm not against money. I think money is really important. I think that money does not make you happy, but lack of money can make you really stressed out. And I don't want it to be an issue. So just reach out and we can work together. And then there's the stress rehab center that we talked about that I'm really, really looking forward to. And I think it's going to be great. So let me know where you are. If you want to do this together, send me an email. In the description to this live, I've added the Telegram group. I've added my website where you can sign up to the newsletter. I've added everything that you need to know. Also, a link to get the book, The Obstacle is the Way by Ryan Holiday. You can find it on Amazon. I think it's like $5 on Kindle. I have the Kindle version. I like Kindle versions. I do like paper, but I like the Kindle versions on the Kindle or on the phone or on the iPad or whatever you have, because it makes it really easy to highlight passages and to make notes on these passages. And then to, I have a system where I export all those highlights in my notes on my computer so that then I can work with it. So that's it for today. If you guys have any questions, then please put them in the chat. Let me check out the chat a little bit. Alex, thank you so much, Alex. I really appreciate it. Very generous. Blink Music, I'm in Illinois, USA. I'd love to be part. Send me an email. And if we find 10, 15 people in Illinois, it's a long travel, so probably we'll need quite a few people to make it happen, but it would be great. I've never been there. I've always wanted to go there. That's where Chicago is, isn't it? My US geography is not so great, but I think this is it. And I would love to go there, especially for pizza. Mary, Cossi, all you guys. Okay, if you don't have any questions, then I'm gonna go. We did say that we're gonna do a little meditation, though. Let's do it. Let me have a sip of tea. We're not gonna do anything fancy. Simply sit. I'm sitting on the chair. You can sit on the chair. You can sit anywhere you want. Gently close your eyes. Let's take a few minutes to be here, to be present. And don't do anything. If you must do something, then listen. Listen to yourself without judgment. Listen to that squeaky chair below you and notice how it's carrying you. Maybe you hear cars outside. Listen to them. Realize this is all part of your ecosystem. Maybe you hear the birds. Maybe you hear trees. Maybe it's raining. Maybe there's wind. Maybe there's a baby crying. Take your time to observe and to really deeply listen to those things, realizing that you're not separated from them. And little by little, you might start to be more aware of your body. Certain tensions and discomforts. Simply observe and note where they are. Don't try to change anything. Don't fight it. Maybe you start to notice your breath. Maybe it's a bit too rapid, but don't try to slow it down, just let it be. Maybe it's shallow, don't make it deeper. Observe, listen, and feel. If you have a thought, listen to the thought. You don't have to judge it, and you don't have to do anything about it. Just listen. You start to feel your heart beating, or even hear your heart beating, Listen. Appreciated beating. And as we continue to listen to the sounds around and within us, we start to deeply appreciate that it is all just one thing. That we are not just part of that world, we are that world. We might be an individual expression of that world, but we are life, we are consciousness. And as you listen around, you start to realize that you can touch all of these things. Not with your skin, but with the vibrations between you and everything around you, including space. Sound waves in your ear, light waves in your eyes. You are way beyond your own skin. And as you notice this, you not only appreciate it, but it brings you a very warm sensation. Sensation of gratitude, a sensation of awe. And a feeling of love. Everything that is around you has been created for you. By people that are included in your consciousness. The chair you're sitting on, the headphones you're listening with now, they have been designed and built like a tree that depends on bees to reproduce, on light to thrive, on water for hydration. We are also relying on the world. And the world is relying on us. There is no more cause or effect, because there is no effect without cause and cause without effect. It is just one event. as you continue to listen, you realize that you're right here, right now. And that's just sitting in that chair with your eyes closed, with no purpose, with no goal, is not only the most important thing to do, it is the only thing to do. So before we finish off this short meditation, I would like you to project your gratitude, your love and appreciation towards many people, many things, many beings. From the food you eat, to the people you interact with, to the clouds that you see, to the sunset, to everything. And as you do so, you start to notice all these links between all these things. Without clouds, there would not be trees, because there would not be rain. Without the ocean, there would not be rain, there would not be trees. Without trees, there would not be oxygen, and you couldn't breathe. Everything is part of everything, and so are you. That is your main purpose, just to be. That is your main duty, just to be. Might want to take a nice deep breath. Whenever you feel ready, you can open your eyes. Only if you want to. That's it. For now. Thank you so much, guys. Thank you. I appreciate you. I'm so happy for all these challenges, for bringing us together, for this deep connection that we have, for your interactions, for your beautiful words and letters. And we will make an episode where we'll just read some of them. Maybe I'll change some names, because I like to keep your privacy and your confidence. That's not the English word. Confidentiality. Blink Music says, near Chicago, we have the best pizza. Georgia says, New York has the best pizza. I come from Nice, which is on the Italian border, and I'll say, we have the best pizza. Who doesn't have the best pizza? The Germans. The Germans, they don't they don't have great pizza. Okay, guys. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for being here. That's it for me today. Tomorrow there'll be a new meditation. Maybe we'll do more of these lives. Don't hesitate to send me an email if you want to have the scholarships, but also to say hi and to give me your ideas and to tell me how all these announcements reflect on you. Probably you have some great ideas that we can work with. Thanks again. I'll see you soon. Take care. Bye.